AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Biden's attorney says the FBI searched Mr. Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware yesterday and found six more documents containing classification markings. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has that.
This is now the second batch of materials taken from the home by Justice Department investigators as part of this inquiry. The fact that the White House refuses to get ahead of these announcements and says it's cooperating with the Justice Department means that details like this are leaking out piecemeal or being confirmed by the president's attorney and the White House special counsel. Also notable that while it doesn't appear a search warrant was issued, the president's personal attorneys and representatives from the special counsel's office were on scene on Friday throughout the entire investigation of the home.
President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, will reportedly resign after the president's State of the Union address early next month. CBS's Nancy Cordes says that.
Klain has been saying privately that he was planning to move on since last year. Most White House chiefs of staff tend to spend about 2 years in the high-pressure role, and Klain is at the two-year mark.
Police in Daytona Beach, Florida, say they've arrested a woman who shot and killed her terminally ill husband in his hospital room this morning. Chief Jakari Young.
Everything was confined to the room. Even after the initial shooting, she never tried to get up and leave.
Police say they'll likely charge the woman with first-degree murder. New York Republican Congressman George Santos, back in New York City for the weekend, was asked by reporters about some stories that have surfaced, including that he dressed in drag.
As George Santos was swarmed by reporters at LaGuardia Airport Saturday, someone inside the airport yelled, "Con artist." He gave no responses to most of the questions asked. As for photos and videos emerging this week of him dressed in drag in Brazil, Santos responded, "I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life." As for questions about those in his Long Island, New York districts,
"I have spoken with the voters. I've been in district the whole week. I've been taking constituent calls. I've received federal grant applications for projects in the district. And I look forward to serving the people. The one thing I'll say is the media, and we've received plenty of complaints about you guys."
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she believes Congress will ultimately vote to raise the country's debt limit. But she calls House Republicans' demands for spending cuts in return for doing so, quote, "very irresponsible." The Army, which has been struggling to sign up recruits, says 18,500 prospective soldiers have enlisted since October, and another 13,000 are in the pipeline. It may actually exceed its recruiting goal this year. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual and
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Well, was it like in a glass or was it like...
Drink wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Raining wet, no sleep all night. Look up to gray wash sky. It's morning. I can't believe it. I'm alive. So many taken by. Hands and broken lines, voices lost in frigid brine. I'm silent. Some of these were friends of mine. We'll never sail beneath the deep blue sky again. Church bells chime. sunrise, the breeze becomes a tempest. So hold on to your lover's hand in a faraway Greenland, forget the tempest.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. After August, epilogue, after the witch there. For those of you tuning in to hear Max Inc. Heavy, stand by. Don't freak out. It's okay. Just grab a refreshment, maybe load something, and you'll be okay. The Devil's Lair is in overtime right here. Yeah. We didn't want to cut any songs.
I know, they're the so good.
CD. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate
thank you. Thank
you
for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It
Terry
has
and
been
and
just a joy
to great
have
to meet you.
You
and, yeah.
And right now we are talking to a couple of the members of After August. We've got Bob Manor, Greg Thornburg, and Sheila Shigley.
She's on the couch.
She is sitting on the couch. I love it.
We need a couch microphone rocker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a goal.
Yeah.
That is a goal.
We'll be getting one for sure. No?
Okay.
We do have one more song to play. But let's remind everybody why you're here. You have a big show tomorrow.
Yep. Red Rooster, starting at 3:00. Red Roost is great.
It is.
Great food and great owners for having us.
Shout out to Jesse.
Chris Sheehan, singer-songwriter from the Madison area, is going to be opening up at 3 o'clock. We'll be playing at around 4. We're about an hour and a half or two.
Excellent.
Who's opening for you?
Chris Sheehan.
Okay.
Just a great songwriter and not well enough known, so I wanted to have him. Have him out. Old friend of ours.
You might have to have him send some of his music
please.
To us.
Please. I was just going to say that.
I will.
Ha-ha. Yeah. Okay. Discovering new music all over the place.
Absolutely.
So great. Any other shows that you know of, aside of tomorrow at Red Rooster in Madison?
No, we tried them all. None of them will have us. So just Red Rooster. That's it. So that's it for the year.
Okay. In other words, is there somewhere we can follow you guys to find out where and when
well,
you
just,
play again?
Yeah, just keep up with us on Facebook.
Excellent.
We've got an After August page, and we're working on some more stuff, some more gigs
okay.
coming up. So.
That's what we like to hear.
Yep.
Okay. This final song we're going to play, and I have to say it, I love it. This is my favorite, and it is called Fields of Fire. You know, it's got a vibe. It's got some kind, something that really grabbed me. And I was talking to my husband about it. There's a little vibey Tom Petty, maybe REM in it. But there's also a really big message. Tell us about this song.
Yeah. Before Bob gets into that, I'm going to bring it full circle. This is actually the song he sent me at the beginning of all
this.
Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah. So this was just a guitar part in his singing. Yeah, it is totally full circle. So I just wanted to mention that before he gives you the background on that.
I love it.
Yeah. So Fields of Fire, the idea is not fields on fire. The Fields of Fire is it's a military term. So you have a field of fire. It's an open, you know, like a range. And so I originally was reading a book on the Revolutionary War, and I had this idea in my head about fields of fire and the British coming up these hills and stuff. But then the George Floyd thing happened.
Yeah, in Minneapolis.
And I decided to change those lyrics and try to write the song from the perspective of people who have been oppressed, because I thought that was more important than what I had originally been thinking.
Yeah.
And so really the song is written from the perspective of, you know, minority and the beatings and the oppression that they've mm-hmm. taken for the last 400 years on this continent. Right. And I'm a white guy. I'm an old white guy. And here I am writing a song from this perspective. And at first I thought it was weird. But then I thought, no, it's just about understanding. And it's about sympathy and empathy. Mm-hmm. I've been privileged my whole life. And I didn't think I had to write the right to write that song. But then after I thought about it some more, I thought, no, this is like respect, man. This is like, I'm going to write this out of respect.
And I think that's why I like it so much. Jimmy Kay, let's play Fields of Fire.
It's on Max.
It's going to hit you. Yep.
Fire. We go down.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. After August, Fields of Fire, the final track on their brand new album. Man, thank you so much, you all, for coming in tonight. Greg, Bob, Sheila, thank you so much. The music is awesome. That last song, you're right. I'm glad you won the argument inside your head and actually recorded that song. It was
yes, cool. You guys.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Real quick, the only show that's on your calendar right now, right. Give it one final plug for us.
Yeah, Red Rooster tomorrow. Show starts at 3 p.m. It's off of Flom Road on, what's the name of
Seaford.
That? Seaford. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And great guys, great owners, great place.
Yeah,
have
great
a beer,
venue.
Relax, hear a great band. It's the sound system's amazing.
Built can't for wait music, to, yeah. Yep.
That's yep. Awesome. And, of course, that venue is here in Madison. And be sure to go check After August out. This is going to be a great show. Congratulations.
Thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you. Guys.
We look forward to the reunion of the Getaway Drivers.
Sometime, that'll happen.
Sometime in the future.
That'll happen.
Pressure's
absolutely.
On now.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yummy.
Welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network. For those of you tuning in to hear Maxie and Kevy with Rocker, that's coming up next. Brand new music from Carbellion, Saint Tragedy, 94 Distortion. And we're going to kick it all off with a double dip of the Brash Menagerie next on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation? Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit? Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Fire on the outskirts of town, or a drunken bar time fight.
distance.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Bar Fight. That is Carbellion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. That's out on Eclipse Records. And we'll be talking to Carbellion in just a couple weeks. They are playing, they've just announced they're playing a huge show. Carbellion is playing the first day of Rockfest up in Cadott, Wisconsin, coming up July 13th. They'll be playing with Ice Cube, In This Moment, and Ghost Inside, and Saint Tragedy. Before that, we heard some Brash Menagerie. That was some brand new stuff, too. What's That Siren and Clown Suit. That is a brand new song that they just put out. Brash Menagerie is playing a show Friday, February 10th. Where is this at? The Barley Pop Live here in Madison. The Brash Menagerie, Rosa Parkinson's, and Looks Can Kill. That's coming up February 10th. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have plenty of hard rock and heavy metal coming up from all over Wisconsin. Lots of new stuff. Saint Tragedy. I just told you they're playing, another band playing at Cadott Rockfest coming up July 13th. Let's hear a little bit of Saint Tragedy. This is Bottle Up the Truth. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I couldn't tell you how I feel. Tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. As we cut ties, it'll be fine in the
Thank you. sing at least several Midwest dances. And it was never more than I could handle Midwest dances. We'll be right back.
All right. That is one from, excuse me, that is one from Anthrax. That's a cover of Black Sabbath, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Get my balls, take my ass!
Oh, boy. It's still going on. Well, we ended it. They are coming to the Sylvie. Let's see, coming up, Anthrax, Black Label Society, Exodus, all at the Sylvie. Coming up Friday, January 27th. This is Anthrax's 40th anniversary tour, so that's going to be pretty cool. Let's see, before that, Four Aspirin Morning, Midwest Excess, and 94 Distortion, Fall on Me. We have plenty of stuff coming up. Right now, let's get into a little bit of Madison's Queen of Dreams. This is In the Nightmare's Wake. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
That is Warhead by Level the Earth. Level the Earth is going to be doing their first show coming up at the bar in West Ellis on February 25th, along with Primal Enemy and Conniption. Hey, we're going to be back with some Essential Last Crack at 11. We're going to mix it up, so stick around.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.